Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden on the closing days of the election included a comedian who said Puerto Rico was an island of floating garbage and a former talk show host who said if Kamala Harris wins next week, it'll be hard to accept.
She got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president.
Tucker Carlson, who once said he hated Donald Trump, now at Trump's rallies. Kamala Harris, meantime, was in Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
Make no mistake, we will win. We will win. We will win.
Nearly 42 million Americans have voted early, according to the University of Florida. McDonald's is bringing back the Quarter Pounder following the E. coli outbreak. The onions, believed responsible for making more than 70 people sick, won't be on some of the burgers in some locations. This is ABC News. Quite a mess on a highway south of Seattle. Police had to shut down I-5 for several hours after around 45 cars got into a pileup. Investigators blame one driver going too fast in the rain for triggering the massive crash. No injuries reported. Optimism on the U.S. economy.
CoreLogic chief economist and NABE Business Conditions Survey Chair Selma Hepp says the latest NABE survey of business leaders shows the economic outlook for the remainder of the year remains intact despite uncertainty over the elections.
And the other thing that's really positive is that fewer respondents are expecting recession.
Hepp also says business respondents say firms are not passing higher prices onto consumers, which means inflation could cool even further. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Surfers to the rescue off the Jersey Shore. Three fishermen were knocked off a jetty along Avalon Beach. Surfers nearby used their boards to help guide them to safety and rode the waves to shore. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy's in there. And he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 50-27. 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, President Biden apologizes for the atrocities of the Indian boarding schools. Also, why won't the LA Times or the Washington Post endorse this election cycle? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Victory Monday. What an exciting win.
We say that a lot.
I know.
They have been winning a lot, right? What are they?
Man, 6-2.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Lions coming in.
Yeah, that's going to be big this weekend. Yeah.
Did you see the Bears game?
Oh, my God. So I after the Packer game, right, I met you at Hagemeister, had a drink, went back home. That was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And I can't believe how far he threw that.
Yeah.
And he's a skinny guy.
Just little guy. And, yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway, just and if then anybody Rogers didn't see the losing. Game. I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
But anybody who didn't see the Bears game, there was no time left.
The biggest guy scrambling. Play of the season.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tip ball in the end zone. And
but the guy was, like, wide open, too. It's like, you know what I mean? He was, like, by himself. No. Oh. The receiver.
Yeah.
There's a big scrum.
Right.
And then he was...
And they practiced to tip that ball up. That was a really good play.
I think I know how Rodgers does it. I've kind of figured this out. He will tell somebody to not get in. He'll tell some guys, get in the scrum, okay? And then he'll tell somebody, lag back.
Right.
And go in at the last second. And his last two, that's exactly what's happened. Richard Rodgers in Detroit a few years back and the one the other day, that's exactly how it worked.
Yeah.
Todd, I got to tell Todd that story I told you though about. I pulled a Mino yesterday.
Yes. Go ahead, tell him. Oh,
should I get the bell ready?
Sure. I got
what
it ready.
What did you do? So I go to that event. Really, really nice event at the Stadium View. And Kathy Kolbeck's coming out to talk about the funds they raised for the veterans and everything. So I'm leaving, and I'm driving away, and I realize I didn't close out my credit card. So, now I got to go back in. And it was packed. There were so many people. It was incredible. And so I parked again, go in, do it. And I come out, and now I can't find my car. I mean, I can't find my car, okay?
Had nothing to do with being there all day. And
No. I mean, I was good. I wasn't, you know, whatever. Not at all.
Right. Not at all.
I wasn't.
But just saying.
No, I wasn't. Okay. I just had some Busch Lights. That's all I had, okay? And pizza. But anyway, so this lady goes, John. And I'm like, hello? She says, John Mino. Oh, yeah. She goes, oh, my God. I got to thank you. She's coming, runs up. She says, years ago, I came back from a deployment. My husband, you had us and our kids at the game. Excuse me, Packer game. You know, the whole thing. Yada, yada, yada. She says, I follow your whole thing. I follow your show. All the things, the books you write. I'm so impressed with you. I just want to tell you that. I just want to thank you and tell you how impressed I am with you. I said, okay. I said, could you do me a favor? She goes, anything. I go, could you help me find my car? And she goes, well, what do you have? I said, it's a little black Kia, or not little, I said, but a small SUV. There's a. She said, well, let me see your thing. She says, well, just hit the thing. Beep. Then beep, beep. It's about 8 feet from
my
me.
My God.
Yeah.
They say never meet your heroes.
Yeah. Right. They'll exactly. disappoint you. Right. I thought she was going to call him John something else. Like no,
I know. You know. I know. But yeah.
And my wife said, I have to give you that $5. So after.
I did. This is a true story. This is a really nice thing I did yesterday.
He did. We went to Hagemeister, had a drink, talked about today and a couple other things. And he goes, hey, you owe me $5. And I'm like, what? He went to this big veterans auction, which we're going to hear about from Kathy later today. But and he put $5. There was this gift basket with all dog stuff, you know, the,
it's like
the collar,
dog,
the food, spoil your dog yeah, basket. Yeah. And he put $5 in for Milton, which I thought was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was. He didn't win the ticket, but the winning ticket.
I didn't win a single thing. I spent $100 on raffle tickets.
Oh, you didn't win one thing?
I didn't win a single thing.
Do you look? Are they clear buckets? I always put it in where there's the least amount of tickets.
Yeah, I kind of did. I really wanted the did a meat raffle. That was incredible. With all steaks and everything. I really wanted that. And then some other stuff.
So there's a few other people.
Yeah, I know. And you're right, though. It had probably the most of things. And, you throw other ones in, then you got some left. And that's why I did it with that one. I thought, that'd be fun for that. So, anyway.
I would have brought him on.
Yeah, absolutely.
To receive his gift.
But. Text here, Malik Willis, Packer MVP. Let love sit and get completely healed. That is kind of true.
Don't let him sit this week.
Well, no, I know at the Lions, but boy, you get an injury in the middle of the season like this and you don't have time to rest up. Those are the ones that really, really linger all season long then. But they're saying groin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good sometimes. I mean, I've had groin injuries. I don't know if you guys want to hear about them.
Not at all.
I could just tell you about the rehab or the process that it's caused me issues.
Sounds painful.
Yeah.
You guys
leave it at that.
No?
You leave it at that. No, we're good.
Doctor
we're
good. Told me it was the most painful thing other than childbirth. What I had. Doctor told me that. A doctor. A real doctor.
I don't think guys should ever say that.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
All right.
But
Okay, he said it was exactly the same. He said, have you ever had a hose that gets all kinked up? He said, that's exactly what happened to your...
I said, I don't want to hear about it.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it. I'm not even telling it. I'm done.
Okay, good, good.
He thought I could have kids. He thought I would never be able to have kids. True story.
Okay. All right.
I'm done talking about it.
No, I'm not going to say anything. So, okay, let's move on. We have Brittany coming in. Did you see the weather for tomorrow, guys?
No.
Like 78.
Wow.
Like unbelievable. Friday night, actually it was cold, not cold, but in Kewaunee, Friday night, Ted and I were first time we ever had to wear jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time for the year we had to put on a jacket.
Yeah. No, I got stuff done. Friday was great. I mean, thanks for giving me the day off, but I had to take my dog out, so we were out quite a bit, because take this wrong. So I had the guys come over and wash my windows, and then they take the screens off. So I had to put the screens in the garage, and it was just a great. That was like my
good day to do stuff like that.
It was. Well, great. We really cleaned up the whole yard.
I had those 2 days off, I got more done in my garage and basement than any time. Mm-hmm. Those days off like that are fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Today is First Responders Day. All the respect in the world for those people. I mean, you talk about when you go to work, you're going to see. On a bad day, you're going to see about the worst thing people can see, and they do it on a regular basis. Yeah. I give those people all the. I could never do that. I'd be way too squeamish. Today is Chocolate Day. Nothing wrong with that. Immigrants Day. Didn't mean to laugh, but you were telling me about that thing yesterday with that comedian. It's like, ooh.
Oh, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there can be some
fine
jokes,
line between
but then there's. Bad taste and timing and where are you going to say it and what do you say?
Who was
and,
it, No,
I don't watch comedians. I mean, I don't watch this guy. If he was like a Don Rickles type. That's his shtick is to make fun of people. I'm sure he makes fun of us older white people too, but I don't know if that was appropriate. There's a little pushback. I just read about it this morning. But I read some of his, like I told you, some of the stuff.
So Brett Favre's coming to town, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Is he, that we were just talking before we went on the air.
We were talking about that yesterday,
Are they reading the room right in regards to how beloved he is here? You know what I mean? A lot of people are like, don't let that, once he put on that Vikings jersey.
Well, not only that. I mean, I think even after that, John, I don't think that thing in Mississippi played.
The welfare thing. Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think it's like we were talking. I don't think it's like Tom Brady going back to Boston or or something. I mean, they filled the stadium for his Hall of Fame thing that time and ever. So, I mean, boy, he's had a rough post-career.
He really has.
He really has.
Yeah, that's going to be, I think the people who are going to be there are going to.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with that. Sure. Sure, they wouldn't go if they didn't. But I'm just saying, of all the people in sports.
From here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that played for the Packers that are still alive.
Yeah.
Would I pick him?
Yeah.
I would probably pick him over Aaron Rodgers, though. Would I? Yes. What do I think about that? I think I
don't know.
I think you might be right.
I think.
Well, Rodgers. I mean, Rodgers could still beat the Packers. I mean, we could face Rodgers in the Super Bowl, and he could, you know, still
I just think
play
from
against
his craziness but and his weirdness.
Rodgers or Favre?
Well, I think Favre.
I mean, I hate to say it, but
I do. I think Favre is getting there, isn't he?
Yeah. But Rodgers lines up kind of in that he was big with Kennedy, right?
Rodgers?
Oh yeah,
I believe so.
Oh yeah,
potential vice president.
Yeah,
they interviewed him.
Right. You're right.
And of course, Kennedy said, "Look, don't vote for me. Vote for Donald Trump." So, I'm sure when I don't know this, but when Favre was doing his vetting for, you know, this is both Milwaukee Pfizer Forum and here at the Rush Arena, and those are, you know, big. Those are a lot of people that can come in there. It's really do it for the media, but I don't know if they thought, well, should we get Aaron Rodgers? Should we get Brett Favre? Which who should we get? And they picked Favre.
Well, they couldn't get Rodgers in the middle of the season.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, you'll be able to do that. But
that's true.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, with all the things that Favre has gone through over the last few years, you know, with that welfare thing, and although he's not, you know, he's never been arrested, I guess, right? He just had to, or I shouldn't say just, but he repaid it, but he won't pay back the interest or.
I'm not sure.
Whatever it is, if I was him, I would get that so far off my, you know what I mean? I don't care what kind of a check you have to write.
Right.
Write it.
Put it behind me.
Apologize. So sorry. I'll do more, whatever, but don't, this thing just keeps lingering out there, it seems like. Bat Appreciation Week, like flying bats,
yeah.
Of which I hate. I'm not afraid of many animals except horses, but bats.
You're afraid of horses?
I told you that story. And they can sense that?
I think they can sense it. I think any animal can sense it.
Cows, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about cows.
But I still think I could outrun a cow.
I don't think so.
No.
I thought we had that thing on.
John, there is no way you could outrun a cow. Okay, whatever. Okay, move on. Bat Appreciation Week, you know what makes me think of...
I would put money on it. I would race a cow for big money.
Okay.
Most humans cannot outrun a cow over short distances.
No, let's big money. I'll take that bet.
Well, I'd go long distance.
Humans run between 6 and 9 miles per hour. A cow can run up to 25 miles per hour.
A cow?
He will lap you, yes.
What have you ever seen a cow run?
What?
Nobody knows if they can run that fast. Nobody's ever seen them.
Let's go back to the bet.
We'll just hold, pump the brakes on that a little bit here.
Okay.
They inject them with a lot of stuff, you know.
No.
A lot of stuff.
This Bat Appreciation Week. Do you remember that girl that got bit by that bat? We had her speak at this National Day of Prayer that we hosted. And unbelievable story. I mean, that's unbelievable what happened to her. And she lived, obviously. But, yeah, that bat was.
Well, the worst part is they say if you get bit by something and you don't get it, you know, you don't, and they have to give you those shots not knowing if you got it or not.
Yeah.
They say those shots
very painful, right?
Are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. All right. We got a big show coming up, folks. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Crystal clear water may be toxic. We can't tell if we don't test. $125 million of testing money is stuck in Madison, while polluting businesses sway Republican politicians to choose big business profits over the health of our people. Again, vote Jane Benson for State Assembly District 4 because safe water can't wait.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a dark Victory Monday.
Yes.
It's like, is it like darker than normal these days?
It's changing though, right? Aren't we changing our hours fall forward?
Not till November or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, it's dark out there.
Then it'd be an hour later.
So. You still walking from the hotel?
Yep. I do. Every day.
How's that going?
Well, pretty good. Just, you know, I see some people that I always see and then some people that, ooh. And I don't carry or don't have anything on me, so it would be me against
the world.
Yeah.
Get you some mace or something.
Don't think I'd win that one, but.
Just so you we'll have see. It.
Yeah, and I don't really wear running shoes, so. Yeah, we'll see. Nah, it's a safe city. It's a great city.
Happy birthday to Bill Gates, 69. Caitlyn Jenner, 75. Julia Roberts, 57. Joaquin Phoenix, 50. I was watching. You know what I watched last night? It was on. I Walked the Line.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that's a good movie.
Really, really good.
He is so good, and she is so good. Have you seen the Johnny Cash story? Uh-huh. It's awesome. Did he win the Academy Award for that?
I can't remember. I know they won a lot for that movie.
The only weird thing, Johnny Cash was 6'2".
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is like 5'8".
Yeah.
You can tell where they've taken some imagination with the different shots. You know what I mean?
How yeah.
Have shorter
a little bit
people
lower.
Behind. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of that. Annie Potts is 72. Brad Paisley, 52. Andy Richter, 58.
I'm surprised you watched Walk the Line and not that Dallas San Francisco game last night.
What channel was it on? I don't know if I get games anymore.
I don't know.
Was that on one of the weird channels?
No, I don't think so.
Because I don't get the Thursday night games.
Anyway, I can give a shout out to, I was going to tell you this last night when I saw you. A shout out to Bezos. You know, nobody likes him. But the guy who owns Amazon.
Bezos?
Yeah, he made a little bit of money.
Oh.
However.
Is it Bezos or Bezos? Is it Bezos?
Jeff. But anyway, Saturday night we were watching. Whatever. It doesn't make a difference. And Milton chewed up our remote. He likes that because, you know, it smells like you. And he's done this many, many times before. I think we went.
Your remote smells like me?
No, like your hands. You know, oh, they like that.
Oh, okay.
Like they
smell. I thought you said the remote smells like you. Like it smells like me for some.
Oh, like you personally? No, it smelled with Mo. Anyway, okay. Dogs. So he chewed that thing up, and it's like so I can't watch TV because I can't watch. As I told you, even though I love advertisers,
what'd you do to him?
Nothing to him. I mean, I shouldn't have left the remote where it was. So anyway, I call
Milton. It's not you. It's me.
Oh, it's not that like that. I wish he wouldn't have done that, but he's done it before, and whatever. That's a point I want to make. So it's Saturday night, I don't know, 6:30, 7, And we're like, we don't have a remote now. And you can still watch TV, but you got manual. Get up, turn it on, get up, turn it off.
Which is the hardest thing in the world now.
Right.
It's the hardest thing in the world.
I can't watch TV because commercials, I always mute them. Me too. Right? So I'm like, okay, I'm not watching TV. Call Amazon. Donna orders 3 delivered to our house on Sunday at 1 o'clock. It was from 6 at night. We ordered it. 1 o'clock Sunday, they delivered it. 3.
Wow.
Is that, it's amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
It was cheaper than a lot of places in Green Bay where you could buy them.
Wow.
Anyway, I want to tell you that story because Amazon, I know people complain about them, but it was, they allowed me to watch TV yesterday because I wouldn't have watched it.
Where you're pointing to. Oh, I know.
Okay.
You know. All right.
All right. Anyway, that's my Milton chewing up my. But I have to put those things in the drawer. I don't know why I don't do that, but anyway.
And you don't discipline them.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to be that person that doesn't have kids that tries to tell people how to raise their kids, but you no?
No.
How many has he chewed up? Really?
Mm-hmm. Plus glasses. Oh, my God. I got a picture of
I saw that one pair.
Yeah. Yeah, that took some getting used to. A remote's like $40, glasses.
So he's not the perfect dog?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah,
he is. All right. Yeah, he is.
All right. we're looking family had another litter. So they sent us pictures, right? It was his mom.
So his mom had more.
Yes.
Okay.
Another litter. So we're looking at pictures and
you're gonna get
it's amazing
one?
How much
get him a stepbrother or anything?
No, I don't think so. Donna would, but it's amazing how much he looks like his mom.
Oh.
Really? I mean, you look at he really does. It's so anyway. All right, enough about Milton. I wish you would have won that gift basket.
I want a lot more. I do, too. I think that would have been fun. I could have made friends with him. Brittany Merlot will be coming up the week weather ahead, which is just incredible. Angela Cheslock, executive director of New Day Women's Shelter in Green Bay, which is a very, very big thing. Our boy Cheese Curd Nick is in the house. We got Kathy Kolbeck here from Salute to Service. She put on another just tremendous event yesterday. Boy, did they, I don't know how she does it. I mean, the people that come out is just great.
Yeah. Well, they support that. I don't know. Don't you think this is a pretty good community for slowly?
Well, there's not even a question, but it's just, you know, there's some that it's like this, especially during a Packer game.
Yes.
You know, and the whole thing, can you get people to come and watch it there? And man, she just does a wonderful job.
Yeah. That, and she's been doing that. And I thought, I agree. I don't really like competing with Packer games, but she made that part of the event.
Right,
which
absolutely.
Was pretty smart.
Absolutely. No, and they did it right in between the things. They'd read the things. And Paul Evenson was, Frank called. Frank couldn't make it back from wherever Frank is.
Oh, so
Paul? So you give Frank a hard time. Yeah.
Did he do Neil Diamond or what did he do?
No, he didn't sing at all.
Oh, he didn't. All right. He was just kind of
emceeing
the thing. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? So I've done 1,000, maybe, banquets, whatever.
Yeah.
But very seldom do I go to them. As, you know, a spectator or whatever. Right. So I buy all these tickets, and I had to ask the lady, which part goes in the bucket? And I told somebody, I said, when they came around for the 50-50, I said, John, do you want... I said, here's all my... I had a pile of... You know, I spent $100, so I don't have any money left to... Whatever. And I said, besides that, I would never do that. I'd never buy a 50-50 raffle here. They're like, why? It's like $1,000. I said... Do you know how shamed a person will be if they walk out of there with the money? You got to give it back or you'll be. I said, I've done it before. And
so they start chanting.
Yeah.
Give it back.
Anyway, this guy wins and everybody applauds nicely. But 5 minutes later, he is donating back $1,000.
Right.
Those are tough ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing I was in here Friday, but I went to that game Thursday night. UWGB, people should get their tickets. He said he wants to fill the place. What a great game. 102 points.
I heard that guy was worth the price
Roy,
of admission.
Oh, my God. 47 points or something like that.
30 at halftime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gottlieb, he's on the floor beating the tent. He's into it. That guy's a high-energy coach.
Yeah.
I thought it was
a
great
awesome.
Night. Yeah,
that's great.
Time, so
that's great.
Congrats to him.
All right, we're
going to
start a quick break. Brittany will be joining us. We come back right after this.
It was all I hoped it would be. All Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin has a new national FFA officer. I'm Pia Bianchi with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And we'll introduce you to this FFA member from East Troy next.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
As the National FFA Convention drew to a close on Friday in Indianapolis, a young woman from East Troy, Wisconsin, assumed her role as the new Central Region National FFA Officer. Her name, Mary Schreiber. She said it wasn't a role that she saw herself playing until late in her high school experience.
I grew up without a lot of agriculture experience, and for a long time I really perceived that as a weakness or something that I should hide. But eventually this agricultural community and this national organization really encouraged me to use that perspective and those experiences to my advantage, because within this organization, every experience and every perspective is valuable. And it took me, I always say, sort of an embarrassingly long time to realize that value in my experiences. And the love I have for this industry is because of the people.
That's Mary Schreiber from East Troy, Wisconsin, the new Central Regional National FFA Officer. You can find out more about how the convention wrapped up in Indianapolis at ffa.org.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
And the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is partnering with the Badger State Sheriff's Association. Their goal? To try to make sure that people recognize the critical issues of mental health in rural communities. According to Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, they hope this partnership will be part of extending their Farm Neighbors Care message to rural areas. They say the partnership will also give county sheriffs a little bit more access to resources for those who may be facing mental health struggles, including farmers, veterans, and children. You can find out more at WFBF.com. That's a look at food and fiber news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Victory Monday here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, the Civic Media app. And, of course, coming live downtown Oshkosh, where Todd, I was a little worried about you.
Why is that?
I saw they had this huge marijuana bust over the weekend in Oshkosh.
Did you see, like, cash?
Yeah. $300,000 of cash.
Why were you worried about bills. Me?
Well, I didn't know what you do. We always say you're a little bit mysterious. Right. We don't know what you do.
I don't know if you thought he was what side he was
right.
on. I was like, where's he going to get it?
Exactly.
Or how's he going to?
If I was making that kind of cash,
money
you
back.
Think I'd be driving up here every day? Come on.
All $100 bills, which I thought was cool.
I know, right? But you know what's so funny? Okay, you can either go to prison for that 7 pounds of pot or whatever they had, yeah. okay? Or you can drive 52 miles up to Menominee and buy 100 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's the same thing. It's not like it's fentanyl or something.
It's kind of ridiculous at this
point,
isn't
it? It is. It is. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
Fantastic. How was your weekend?
Beautiful.
Great.
Thank you for this incredible weather and forecast and everything, but they still need rain in the UP.
Oh, I know. We have it on the way, Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, that's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, don't even.
No, it's gonna rain? I didn't see that. I thought we were pretty dry for a while. Okay.
But
tomorrow, though, right? 75, 76?
Yeah, we are so close to breaking records out there. Tomorrow, we're going to hit a high of about 78, I think, into Green
awesome.
Bay.
Is this historical? I mean, obviously breaking records, but just this whole span, like Ted and I were talking Friday night, it's the first time we had to put a jacket on to do a high school football game. And maybe it might be just because it's Kewaunee anyway, and the wind was coming off the lake or something like that. But it's almost November. We haven't put a jacket on a Friday night. Right. I mean, historical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely historical. I mean, the dry stretch in a lot of places was definitely setting a trend. And then, like you said, we can all feel it. We can all tell that this isn't very normal. We've been staying way too warm for all of fall so far. I mean, up until this next system, when it does slam us back down, I do see some more average temperatures coming up, but they still want to skate above that average line. I mean, we should be into those low 50s right now, and then even as I look a week ahead, it's still some low 60s popping up. That's wild to see, just a constant trend of that. Usually we'll get a spike up, spike down, and then we'll level off. We keep leveling higher.
I mean, deer season starts in a couple of weeks.
It does.
You know, when you think of all the big hues, everybody's blaze orange is, heavy. It's going to be crazy.
And if it's warm, and plus that's no good for you. Don't you track them like
when there's snow? Yeah.
So.
Yes, they start moving around when there's cooler temperatures, and then the snow and the tracking. So all of this is not ideal.
See, I just thought of this. You should invent a bullet with a tracking device.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
And then you shoot them and then beep, doot, doot, you can find them.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Let me work on that.
Okay. Make a little money here.
Let me go into the parking garage and work on that. Who was selling at the draft?
There's got to be just a little.
I was trying to find ways to make money at the draft.
We could have that money made before the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany, how are the colors up in your part of the world?
Oh, they're pretty much on the ground now, but it's still pretty. When you look into the woods and the forest, actually, I was up in Door County this weekend, and Pottawatomie State Park is just covered with yellow, beautiful leaves. Instead of snow cover, right, it's all the yellow. It was just a sight to see.
Did you bike it?
It's beautiful. I did not. I hiked it.
I've actually biked it.
You did? I saw those trails.
Yeah, I rented the things there, but I actually bike. People laugh. They don't think I'm a biker.
Right.
Or a regular biker. Right. And I biked that whole trail.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
There's terrain there. You're going up quite a bit.
It was 30 years ago, but walking. just to make this, bring it into perspective.
What year is it? Actually, you know what? It might have been.
I bet it was.
It honestly may have been exactly 30 years. But so. I was pretty.
I mean, it sounded like you did it last week. Yeah, I just biked that. That thing is awesome, man.
Just saying.
It trails all
But you don't
now.
Have to. What I'm saying is you don't have to go. Like, you went to Maine to see the colors, and it's like, I probably could have stayed closer. People travel a long way to bike some outdoor trails, some mountain-type biking. That one's ideal.
Yeah.
Right, but, right in your backyard. It's amazing.
But we don't have the covered bridges.
Worst movie I have ever seen in my lifetime. Bridges of Madison County with Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep.
I didn't like that.
Clint,
either.
Who? What were you doing making that movie?
Right. Yeah. It's just so far from what he is known for.
Exactly.
I agree. That was weird.
So, Brittany, what do you do outdoor-wise, like when it gets, because I know all summer you're out doing stuff. What do you do, like, this time of year and then heading into winter?
Oh, this is more normally like the mountain biking time because between hiking, but now I'm getting a little too cold, so I need to burn a little bit more, sweat a little bit harder. So this is when I'm going to switch to mountain biking and then pray for snow because I love cross-country skiing, and it's been a year. You know, I didn't get to do that last year at all, not once.
Right.
You know, I was talking about the last time I walked past the Fox River, and I still plan to metal detect that, but I'm amazed just how much more muck there is from earlier this summer, how much that river's gone down. What? What's that smirk for? What? Go ahead.
No, that's fine. No, I just...
Go ahead.
But I mean, you said a lot in that little sentence. Anyway, we'll just talk about Brittany.
Right.
How are you going to get the... If you do the metal detecting in the muck, you're going to go in there and get it with waders?
Well, I need a person to help.
Yeah, okay. What else did you do, Brittany?
Got a text here. Mino, did you chafe when you did that? No, my thighs were thinner back then. You know what ticks me off, though? I don't mean to get on a tangent here. Yesterday morning, I was 218.
Yeah.
This morning, 222. How is that humanly possible?
What did you have over the weekend?
Is it what you ate and drank this weekend?
Well, it was all pizza and...
Yeah, you're retaining.
I can't believe you gained 4 pounds.
Pizza and blueberry cheesecake.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But four, that's crazy. You know what I mean? It takes you a year to lose 4 pounds, but you can put on four in a weekend.
Wow. No argument on this side.
We got to be more like you, Brittany. We got to be more athletic.
Well,
here's my thing. I don't weigh myself. I don't want to know. I don't want to know my fluctuations.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Just going to go.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Only the doctor does that.
But you stay.
You put it in your chart. I don't want
to
know.
We talk to you every Monday about the weather, and you've always have a little commentary on something you did. And
yeah.
It always seems to be physical exercise.
And cooler than anything
we did. It's not like
did.
I went and watched a movie or, or took a nap.
Yeah. I never hear you say, you know what I watched last night?
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, I kayaked or I went up to Lake Superior.
And you do some serious travel to do that, too. I mean, Wausau to Door County. I mean, that's not across the street. And, right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually tent camped the other night. It was one of the colder nights, that we've had that I've actually tent camped. And I was doing just fine. I didn't even have the tarp over. It was just the screen looking at the stars. I'm telling you, there's such beauty if you can just do that. It's serene. It's peaceful. It was quiet. You could hear the squirrels and the leaves. I encourage it. And I always say to myself when I don't want to get up and go for a walk or I don't want to go on that bike ride, I'm like, okay, a body in motion stays in motion. Get your butt out there.
Well, okay, go back to your tent. So you got a screen. You can look out your tent from the roof, from the ceiling? Oh, wow.
Yep. You can obviously put the rain tarp on if it's going to be that kind of weather, but if it's going to be beautiful, why?
Wow.
Look at those stars. Look at those fall colors. I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night, 2 a.m., and I couldn't fall back asleep because it was just so beautiful and peaceful and relaxing.
That's cool.
Wow.
I did that too.
Yeah, you could also watch Dallas and San Francisco. Brittany, that's amazing, that mindset that you have.
Yeah, it
because
is.
I tried something like that. We do. And I'm just like, wait a minute. In 45 minutes, I could be in a bed in my house. I give up on, I don't see what you see.
But it's easier to stay home and get in bed, and the weeks get long and hard, and trust me, I do that too during the week, and I think that's why I push myself so hard on the weekends to make sure that I don't fall into this endless trap, I gotta stay healthy, I gotta go out there and see the world. I think that's part of it too behind it. There's so much to do and see, and like you said, it's worth a 2-hour, 3-hour drive to go to Door County on occasion. Maybe it's off season when there's less people, I don't know, but... I don't know. It's just me.
That's awesome.
Do you do that tag along trailer that you had at EAA?
Oh yeah, no,
or did you
not
do just
this
a regular,
time.
Just a regular. Just, wow, tent.
Just the tent.
Wow.
Yeah. My goal is. That's another thing too. I like to set goals. So I did the Mammoth Challenge on the Ice Age Trail, and it was 44 miles within the month of October. Well, that pushed me. So let me tell you, there was a few weekends I was just way too tired, didn't really want to, but. I did it. I got it. This is the weekend. So challenges, stuff like that. And it's kind of leading me now. I want to backpack and go actually out there for an entire week or something. see how that goes with everything on me into the woods.
Do you, Brittany, so I walk two blocks, three blocks to work, and I'm, do you...
Hey, did you get your car back?
I did.
Can't tell us?
No. Okay. But Brittany, do you carry like a gun or a mace, or do you not want to tell us? I mean, you're out there.
Yes, no. I do, yes. Okay. Got to have protection. Excellent. Whether it be from an animal or all right, human. Absolutely. Who knows? Okay. Whatever happens.
Well, that good. Good. I just don't be your dad, but I would worry about you all the time.
I wanted to ask that question. I didn't know if I should.
Yes, yes. Says a lot everyone about me. Should.
Yes, good
okay.
for you.
Well, that's cool. So what's next? What are you planning? I mean, this week is, well, you're going to work this week, but what's next on the docket?
Yeah, we're just fascinated here. We live vicariously through you.
We do, because... If you want to know
things we want to do,
but if you want to know what movies or football games were on last night or this weekend, we can help you out. Like,
okay, cool.
Did you watch a Badger game?
Did you bet?
I didn't.
I was going to take the Packers under, and I didn't.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
It's a good move not to.
No, I stayed away from it. But
Brittany, I want to know one more thing about you though. What kind of an athlete were you? I mean, you still are, but what were you?
I played softball most of my life. Okay. It's funny that you knew. You knew I was an athlete.
It's impossible for you to do all these things and not be.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you were in the library, but you did other stuff too.
Where'd you go to high school?
Oh, Downers Grove South, all the way down in southwest burb of Chicago. So about 45 minutes away from the city.
That's famous. Yeah. Why is Downers Grove famous? Isn't that famous for something?
I don't know.
Nah, I think Downers Grove is just—it's like Schaumburg. It's just.
Oh
a
wait,
suburb.
What was the name of the? What was the name of the? You should know this. What was the name of the fictional hometown in the play Our Town? Was that Downers Grove?
I don't know.
Remember that Our Town?
I thought it was Waxahachie, Texas, wasn't it?
No, that sounds
a lot like Downers Grove.
No, I think it's Downers Grove. I think this. Look this up.
Okay. That'd be cool.
Well, Brittany, we always love having you on, and we're so impressed with everything you do.
Brittany, you're a good example
to
people.
You are.
Like, to get out and,
it's a good way to start the
lean
week.
Into the, your environment. It's not really what you do, and I take this the right way. It's not that expensive what you do either. I mean, you really find a frugal way to get out and see the world.
It's free entertainment, that's what I see.
I bet you make I bet you make a good campfire.
I do. I can teach you. I know the tricks.
Isn't that that's a great skill to have?
Yeah. It is. It could be snowing, anything, cold. I got this.
Hey, you know what? I'll make you something. I'm going to make you something. So I saw this on the internet, okay? And I want to do this. You take a toothpaste tube that's empty. Get it completely empty, okay? And then you take wood shavings, okay? Just shave wood, all right, like whittle, okay? And then you take Vaseline petroleum jelly. And you mix it all together, and you insert that in the toothpaste tube, okay? And when you go camping, you just squirt a little bit of that out. That will start your fire like you can't believe.
I love that.
And if you're in, like, wet conditions, it'll burn in wet conditions. I'm going to do that. I'll make you one.
How?
Thank you.
Okay. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it will.
Like those sayings, like, that's the way the cookie crumbles, they're like, it's like you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
You know what you do? You cut off the back end when it's empty and you open it up, you flatten it and then you open it up. Okay. And then you solder it back at the end when you're done.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have to make this.
Just everybody get out your solder gun.
I'm going to get one.
Oh, man, that's like crazy.
That's your Christmas present coming for me. That might save your life. Think about it.
You can also buy lighter fluid.
No,
or,
I'm telling you, this is going to work.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Brittany Merlot. You're the best.
Brittany, this is great.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the weather.
Enjoy the weather. Take care.
You too.
See ya. Imagine how much less we would weigh if we did those things.
She's really something.
I know.
She really, every Monday morning, besides telling us the weather, it's what she did this weekend. It's incredible. And snowshoeing. Just constantly.
Yeah. Next summer. Next summer, I'm gonna put my kayak. I'm gonna get a little thing where I can tow my kayak on my bike. I'm serious. I'm biking and kayaking like you can't believe next summer. I'm gonna build something. You watch.
Okay, I will. I'll watch.
And I'm gonna light my fires out of a toothpaste thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I never heard that.
I'm gonna demonstrate that. I will. I will give you $100. If by Christmas I don't do a demonstration of that on this show live.
Well, I don't want any fire in here with you.
We'll do it outside.
Okay, on the street. All right, cool.
$100 bet, yes or no?
No.
Oh. You have faith in me then?
No.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, and a good looking Monday morning. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. Here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh, and the Civic Media app. Todd, we're making a road trip, right?
Yep. Thursday, we'll be broadcasting from our Oshkosh studio.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's
love
fun.
Is that little coffee shop open? Not little. That coffee shop open kind of down the block that we stopped in?
I'm not sure what time they open up, but.
Yeah, that's not little. You're right. That's a big coffee shop. They got everything
place.
There. That
place. What did that used to be, like a department store?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Must have been. It's that big.
That's cool. Yeah. That's a really cool place. Or the, what was the market we stopped
at? Wenger's Market.
Wenger's Market was great.
That's a great city. I don't know. I'll find it during the break. I read something about Oshkosh. I thought, we got to get them on.
So, well, you know what I'd like to do? I want to bring my granddaughters to that the theater we're in, where they have that dog Olympics.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be awesome to see.
They got so many cool things going on at the Grand. Yeah.
The Grand, yeah. That is, I'm telling you, Oshkosh. Good town. I want to try to get the football coach on. Think we get the football coach on?
Working on it.
Okay.
And I want to get one of their political leaders on there. They've always got stuff going on in Oshkosh. You know, somebody from the council. What are they fighting? What's, you know, where's the support? What does the community think? You know, I think that's a cool city that's really growing.
Okay. You know, we kind of left off the other day with a really great discussion you had going with the lease and the whole thing. Over the weekend, things have, you got to be our political correspondent on this.
I don't know. I went to a funeral, and I was talking to somebody about the lease. They listened to our show, and they said, you guys, that was awesome, you guys talking about that. And then another guy came up, and so then I said to the guy I was talking to, I said, hey, look, somebody else wants to talk to you. You know, I'll, you know, talk to you later. And the guy goes, no, I want to hear this conversation. So it's going to be interesting. I think maybe we'll get somebody in here who knows a lot more about it. But
well, it's kind of fluid right now, isn't it?
I mean, it is. And I think people need to understand what it entails. So the city of Green Bay, you know, owns the bowl, right? And they lease it to the Packers, and they lease it for $1 million a year. I don't know. Is that good? think that's...
they can cover that?
And then some people will say, oh, my God, are you kidding me? For one game, they bring in, you know, $12 million. If tickets are $150, 80,000 people, that'd be, you know, right close to that $12 million. Now, granted, half the seating of the bowl goes to the visiting team, or what, 40%, right? Anyway, there's just a lot of math in there. There's a lot of things that could happen, and I think instead of just thinking of a 2.75% increase, which is, what, $27,500, right? Yeah.
Don't say right, because I don't have a clue. When you're throwing out those numbers,
but what I'm saying is maybe let's think of something different. Think outside the bowl. Think what else could they do? Could the Packers help us with the downtown? Could they? And this is the city of Green Bay. This doesn't have anything to do with the suburbs or the stadium board or anything. This is the city of Green Bay's property. And I think... it's worth talking about. I just do. And I think our number one goal should be that the Packers are profitable. I think that is the number one goal, is that the Packers are profitable. And but after that, I don't know, maybe there's something more than just increasing the rent. Maybe there's something we could do, investments in Bay Beach, investments in the downtown, or you know what I mean? Something
sure.
different than raising the rent every year. I would rather, because they're so, and I don't know, watch my words here. They're so powerful. You know, if you can get them as an ally, pretty good chance you're going to be able to move the ball. You know what I mean?
And, yeah.
You know, you learn in school about, you know, to get in government school or political school, to get things done, you really can't do it yourself. You really need to build what they call a power wheel. And here in Green Bay, if you want to get something done, like look at the convention center when we expanded it in downtown Green Bay. We couldn't have done that, but you know, you get the Packers to support it. You get the Oneidas to support it. You get the school board to support it. Pretty good chance it's going to happen. And I just think there's things that we have to look at that we want to get done that they could be an ally with us. Or we could raise the rent. You know, I just think it's worth thinking outside.
A power wheel. I like that. I like that term, a power wheel.
And it, you have to work on that, though. And they have to really buy into a goal.
Develop it, yeah.
Right. And you have to, it's going to be like, so if you can get that done, there's... It's nothing smooth sailing in politics, but it's a lot easier to get it done if you have that power wheel.
We brought this up. You brought it up right away the other day. Is this the most animosity you've seen between the two sides publicly?
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's the most animosity.
No, but publicly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, it is. Because they're both, you know, look, I think the city has got their heart in the right spot. I think the Packers do. And why this is being played out through the press, I'm not sure. But they need to put this behind them because, you know, as they said in the paper, I think that was yesterday. Oops. You know, we don't want this to get in the way of the NFL draft. You don't want anybody,
exactly.
You don't,
everything should be just,
right.
You know.
You don't want the world media coming in and
right.
saying, what are you going to do with these statues?
Right.
Or what are you going to do about the rent? That's all going to get resolved. Or both agree that we'll take this up in May after the draft. But don't let this thing linger on. And there's no rush, really, if you think about it, right? I mean, there's plenty of time. Before they have to renew something. I don't know why this came up now. But
yeah, that's the part I couldn't quite understand either.
I can be honest with you. I don't understand that either, why that came up now.
I got to ask this quick question. I'm always confused. But you said the Packers don't own anything in Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, everything they're buying is still Ashwaubenon.
Because even the Green Bay Distillery, you know,
right.
is in Ashwaubenon, right?
Right.
And I have to look at that soap place. I don't know if that's in Green Bay or not, but the majority of things they bought, I mean, you know, going west, that's all Ashwaubenon. And obviously going south is all Ashwaubenon. So that's just a little carve out of that bowl. So it would be great if we could agree that, you know, future investments, 50% of them are in the city. That'd be awesome. But look, I don't know. I'm not there anymore. But this is a real opportunity to get a real strong partner for the next, you know, 20 years.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Angela Cheslock, Executive Director, NEW Women's Shelter. Nick, she's Kurt Fame. Kathy Kolbeck, salute to service. A lot of things coming up. Stay with us.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Jane Benson is running for state assembly to protect reproductive freedom. She trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. She knows these are personal decisions, not meant for politicians. If complications come, the further away from help, the greater the risk. Healthcare professionals must be able to do what is best for their patients without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.